Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood and Friends.
Girl, Miss Judy.
Miss Judy and Miss Judy, without surprise, guess who we're missing?
Duh. What's new?
Benoit is not in the building with us, but it's It's for good reason. When music calls, and it seemed like
he acting like we got a union or something. like he in the union. Stop
Sunday,
it.
Sundays at 8 p.m. is a popular time for music, and
whatever.
Hey, but we're here turning up on this Sunday night of craziness, Hollywood and Friends. How was your weekend, though?
That's right. My weekend was nice. It was fun.
Nice.
I didn't work.
Nice.
I saw the fight. I went shopping.
Nice.
I enjoyed my friends and my daughter, so. It was nice.
Dope. We definitely gonna get into the fight in just a second, but my weekend actually was super fun. And a little earlier today, me, my manager Stacy, and my homegirl Yaya, we went out to see Brandy in Chicago, the musical.
I'm sorry,
on Broadway. Wow. You would not say that if you actually seen the show. For one,
I believe it was good. I love Brandy.
I love how humble Brandy is, for one. She's the one celebrity who, no matter how huge she gets, you would think this was her first album. You would think this was her first opportunity. You would think this was her first music video, because she reacts the same way every time, and that's just what I love about her. And after the show, we were fortunate enough to actually meet Brandy. This is a testament to how dope she is and how humble she is. She took the time to meet about, I want to say maybe it was like 30 people
that waited
to meet her afterwards. And she took the time to meet every single person.
Tell me about the play.
I don't want to brag and toot my own horn, but Brandy said I looked cute. Let's just put that out there.
Oh, boy, because she don't know the real you, that's why. She don't know that was all makeup, baby.
Brandy said I looked cute. She gave me the biggest hug, and what I told her was that she deserves everything that she's getting right now, and I love how humble she is. And she hugged me just a little bit tighter.
Take a picture of me.
And I mean, I was hyped. And that's all
right,
I'm going to say.
Brandy says you're cute. All right. Like, what? All right.
But about the play itself,
it's
going to be at the Ambassador Theater through June 21st. And I recommend anybody going to see it. I'm actually thinking about taking my mother to see it for Mother's Day, because I was looking for something different to do.
Because I've been a mother for 13 years.
I'll figure something out. But yeah, I was looking for something to do for Mother's Day, so I might just take my mom to see that again. Speaking of Mother's Day, what are your plans?
I don't know. Isn't it supposed to be like a surprise or something?
Surprise from who, though?
Whoever wants to trick me. What the hell? What you think? Like, who, what are you trying
15.
To get info out of me?
I don't know if she...
You ain't
going to
get no info
enough,
out of me, honey.
I don't know if she saved up enough of her allowance to buy you a gift. So you might just plan something for yourself.
Well,
to turn
let me tell
up.
You something. Whatever happens, happens. I know I ain't ready. My daughter's not ready for the type of things that you talking about right now. But I'll have my time. It's coming.
It'll
Three
be
more
it.
Years, she'll be old enough to get a job. So I'm highly looking forward to that.
Yeah. But look, let's get into this fight that happened last night.
Yes, let's talk about this fight before I fight you.
Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, this fight was in the making for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are upset. A lot of people feeling like they wasted their $99.99 that they spent to pay-per-view this fight. First, let's talk about this pay-per-view. It's $99.99. Like, as far as I knew, fights was like $50. Since when did the fights become $100?
No, let me tell you something. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the fight. Okay?
But that was good.
And they charged them $5,000.
Wait, what?
Yes. They charged Buffalo Wild Wings $5,000 to play the fight.
Wow. And you know why? Because they know that most bars and franchises will get a crowd, they'll promote it, and they'll get a crowd and charge them. So they like, yeah, niggas ain't going to just pay $100 and make
thousands.
They didn't
charge that much, though.
But damn, I didn't know that it went down like that with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
$5,000. So that $100 is nothing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Dave and Buster's, they was charging $50.
OD. Now, I'm not going front because I was definitely looking for a party to go to. I had a few options, but the one that I really wanted to go to, I forgot about until it was too late, and I didn't get the info in time. I was like, it don't even make sense to go all the way out there to the city for this fight party. So I ended up staying in the crib, and I didn't pay a buck. I actually watched it for free.
And you know what's so crazy?
Shout out to my cousin for that. Yeah.
You know what's so crazy about that was that how I paid $20 to sit in the place when all these people walking through the mall was watching the same thing I was watching for free, and I paid $20 for it.
Wow. But you got Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was like a big crowd. I was so scared because my back was facing them.
Was dope, though. I mean, those people didn't get Buffalo Wild Wings, though, so I guess that's a plus.
What you mean they didn't spend their money?
What was even crazier?
We sat there for so long. There was like a long line to get in.
Damn. See,
so we got there like 7 o'clock to get a good
seat.
Wow. And it was worth it because we had like one of the best seats.
Some people actually projected the fight on the outside of buildings, like outside.
That's so crazy.
It happened in Brooklyn, and it happened in Manhattan. On a building, somebody projected it, and there was a crowd outside watching it. And what I'm hearing that it was civilized for the most part. Everybody was just there getting along, chilling, watching the fight for free outside.
Mm.
But about the fight, though, a lot of people was mad. Almost, I feel like about 75% of the people in MGM Grand watching the fight was going for Pacquiao. I feel like 75% of the nation was going for Pacquiao.
The percentage was 67 Pacquiao, 33 Mayweather.
And that seems pretty accurate in terms of everybody wanted Pacquiao to win.
Even when I was at, there was like barely no one going for Floyd.
And how upset were they when Floyd won?
All you heard was like a, yeah!
One. And you sitting there, even if you was going for Floyd, you probably didn't want to.
Clapping under the table.
Right, you didn't want to make it known.
No, I was clapping under the table, honey.
OD. But I feel like most of the people was going for Pacquiao, not because they thought Pacquiao was great and they were fans of Pacquiao, but just because they didn't like Floyd. They don't like Floyd's cocky attitude. He's always flashing his money all around the place, going crazy. And people don't like that, so it's like, let's go for the other guy.
And he has every right to. Don't hate.
Every
he worked hard for that. He worked hard for that. That was not handed to him. So at the end of the day, why you hating? That's basically hate, basically, because there's nothing else that you can't call it anything else.
Right. And then everybody's
saying,
every
right. He worked for that.
Oh, the fight was whack. I wasted my money.
See, this
and all
is my
this.
Thing. This is my thing. That, like you said,
no,
whack. I wasted my money, this and that and the third. Now, this is what's wrong with America. You cannot satisfy America whatsoever. Okay? Every single fight that happens, it was whack, fuck the fight, this and that. But best to believe, if he would have knocked that nigga out in round two, it was whack. I wasted my money. I can't believe I wasted my money on that, and it didn't last that long. So you can never satisfy America. People are going to say what they want to say.
The only way people would have left out of there saying that that fight was a good fight is if Pacquiao would have won. The same exact fight could have took place. They could have went all 12 rounds. Floyd could have been running around the ring like people were saying he was doing. I don't agree. It could have been the same exact fight. And if Pacquiao would have been declared the winner, guaranteed niggas would have been singing a different tune today.
But this is what I'm not understanding. Why are y'all complaining about how this man was running around the ring? What are you supposed to do? Stand in the corner and get boxed up?
And anybody,
this is what I don't understand.
I think all of these people, they're either new to boxing or they don't really follow it and they was just doing it for the hype. Because
watching
anybody who follows boxing, no boxer is going to change their boxing methods. Floyd fights the same way every time
every
he boxes.
Time.
What did y'all think? Y'all was going to get some black eyes and some busted lips and they was going to really be going blow, blow, blow? Y'all wasn't going to get that. Y'all know that.
The complaints are always the same. The complaints are always the same. Now, listen to this. You ready?
Ready.
I forgot. Now, let me stop. How was it not a good fight if the scores were, like, so close?
Yeah, it was close.
You know? How was that not a good fight? This is the heavyweight?
It was close.
He's
no,
the heavyweight?
No, it's,
where
it's,
was
I
he?
Think
what
they're,
is
like,
he?
Welter. Welter.
Well, whatever he is, champ of the world, and this dude that's fighting him is right under him. So at the end of the day, for him to score as much, almost right under him, for it to almost be that close, that was a good fight to me. I don't know. I don't care what nobody says.
It was a good fight. My
People
only complaint.
Never satisfied.
My only complaint with the fight is how quick it went. I'm like, bruh, it's already on the ninth round? Like, what is these, like, 30-second rounds? Like,
no,
the rounds
three
was going
minutes,
by
right?
so fast. That was my only
No,
complaint.
That's because you waited so long, and when you got it, it was just like...
I think they need to add 12 more rounds. They need to either need to add more time on the clock or...
They're trying to kill niggas.
Or do 24. Because that shit went too fast. That's where I would have felt like I wasted my $100 because
Some
the
people,
fight was...
The,
2 minutes.
What's that other underweight? Was that the other fight? They only had 10.
Crazy. I ain't even care for them. I was busy
I know.
Eating and doing other things while I was boxing.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was eating since 7, from 7.
So Floyd remains undefeated. 48-0. That's its record.
Right.
Pac-Man. His record is 57 wins, 6 losses, and 2 draws.
Wow.
Yeah, and Floyd is about to retire. He says his last fight is going to be in September, and then he's hanging it up. So.
Oh, yeah, he has one more fight on his contract.
Yep, one more.
That's it.
It's going to be in September, and then it's a wrap.
That's
I want to hear what people, because people had a lot to say on social media. I want anybody listening right now, or if you're on the line already, press 1. Let us know what you thought of this fight. And or anything that we're going to be talking about, but I really want to hear what people think about this fight because everybody has so much to say.
Well, nobody was, they wasn't the ones fighting in the ring, shit.
But let's move on to, let's go back to Baltimore.
Okay.
Since last week, the 6 officers that was involved in the death of Freddie Gray have been charged with various things they were charged with, but it was because the autopsy report came back and it ruled that Freddie Gray's death was indeed a homicide.
Wow.
And the mayor issued a warrant for all six officers involved, and they all got locked up. One of them, the last I heard, one of them posted bail. I don't know the status of the other five yet.
Why did he even get a chance to get bail?
But
why did he even get a chance to make bail?
They gave him a, they set the bail, and
wow,
he made bail. So these six officers, three of them are white and three of them are black. I know a lot of people, when they first heard this story and heard, like, the police officers involved in the death, they probably thought it was, like, all white officers or whatever, just because of the, the history. But, and all fairness on no one is above the law, three of these people are black. So nobody could really say, none of these officers could really say anything regarding.
Oh, wow.
Are
you kidding me?
It's one girl and five guys.
Oh, they're going to fuck her up in jail. No, for real.
One thing, though, before I get into the charges that they're facing, a lot of people were celebrating when they found out that these officers were going to be charged and the warrant was issued for their arrest. And I was thinking, like, I understand, like, great, yes, but it's no time to celebrate yet. They're just being charged. They're not being convicted yet. Now, once they're convicted, then, yeah, then you can
celebrate
and you can say justice is served. I've seen so many people writing justice is served. Justice is not served.
Not yet.
Like,
that's just people that don't really understand and they're just going with whatever they, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You know how it is.
Almost every case that happened like this, from Trayvon Martin and others, they got charges filed against them too. They wasn't convicted. At the end, that's when the real justice will be served. When we see some convictions, I want to see the controversy that stems from this though, because I was thinking of what if it's a situation where maybe it's six officers.
But wait,
I was thinking. What were you gonna say?
No, I'm listening.
I was just thinking, what if it's a situation where just one of them gets convicted and the other five gets off.
Right.
It's going to be a whole nother controversy. What if there's a situation where the three black officers get convicted and the three white ones get off?
Wow.
Imagine the,
or vice versa.
The outrage. Or vice versa. The three white ones get convicted and the three black ones get off. It's still going to be outrage. I don't know. I feel like they all were involved. If one gets convicted, I feel like all of them
should
be convicted.
Yeah, that's right.
Sergeant Alicia White, that's the girl. She's only 30 years old. A lot of these girls are super young.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Her life is over.
Super young. But she said she's being accused of not calling for medical help when she first encountered Freddie, despite the fact that she was advised that he needed a medic. She didn't bother to call. So she's being charged with involuntary manslaughter, second degree assault, and misconduct in office. Then you have officers.
And this is probably things they do all the time.
Right, all the time. Caesar Goodson Jr. He's facing the most serious charge in connection with Freddie Gray's death, because he was the one that was actually driving the car. So he's being charged with second-degree depraved heart murder, which could result in a 30-year sentence if he's convicted. And he's also charged with involuntary manslaughter. Who else we got here? Lieutenant Brian Rice. He's the highest-ranking officer charged in Freddie Gray's death and one of the three officers who initially made eye contact with Freddie before chasing him.
Wow.
He's charged with involuntary manslaughter, second degree assault, and
four
other
charges. How do they know that? He's the first one.
Maybe from other officers.
Testimony.
Maybe from witnesses or just people who was, I don't know. It could be from other officers, though. You know how
that
they got
to
make.
That crazy to say when he's not here to tell you that.
They got to make calls in, like, when they're doing certain things. So he could have been the one that made the call in, like, hey, I see this perp. Let me, or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Whatever the cops do.
Whatever it is that they do besides kill black people.
So Officer Edward Nero, he's another one who was one of the first people to see Freddie Gray. He's only 29, this guy is.
Wow.
And he's been with the police department, Baltimore Police Department, since 2012. Before that, he spent a decade as a firefighter in New Jersey. And he's being charged with second-degree assault and a few other charges. And the last two, Officer Garrett Miller, he is accused of being the one that handcuffed Freddie
okay.
before loading him into the van and pinned him to the ground. He's only 26. Damn, they're getting younger and younger.
26.
Wow. Yikes. He's being charged with second degree assault, two counts of misconduct in office, and a count of false imprisonment. And the last officer is William Porter. He's 25.
So
they
many.
Literally got younger and younger. He's 25.
How
he's
many?
Probably the youngest. So I'm reading here they all were released on bond on Friday. So they all made bail. So they're all out.
They're
and
they're, all out.
Their initial public court appearance is on May 27th.
Isn't that crazy?
Super crazy. And all this stemmed from a pocket knife. That's not even illegal to have.
Oh, my goodness.
A pocket knife.
This is crazy. It's really, really getting out of hand. It's like every week is a new victim.
Yikes. People be doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on, though, to... actually, you know what? On a lighter note, because I came across this song from Ciara. How do you feel about Ciara, by the way?
I like Ciara. I actually really love her new song.
I wonder if it's the one that we're going to play.
I don't know if it's the one, but the one that she recently just put out. I like it.
It might be this one. This song is called...
The
Big...
one where she was popping her crotch a lot?
Oh, you're talking about I Bet. Took them out the first single. This is actually her second single. Her album comes out tomorrow or Tuesday, one of the two. I think they changed the day. It might be Monday, tomorrow. Her album drops. It's called Jackie. She named it after her mom. I love Ciara too, and I wanted people to hear this joint.
She be popping her crotch a lot.
This
she
song...
popped her crotch like 1,000 times in that last video.
Duh.
But she got a nice crotch, though.
She got a nice
crotch
to pop.
I'd be popping it, too, if it was nice. I mean, if I was a singer, dancer, I'd be popping my crotch, too.
Ciara's on my list, by the way. I don't know if I ever told you. I got a list.
She's the female Usher. Nobody can tell me different.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, from me. I've been saying that for years. Isn't it funny how she went from my goodies to I Bet?
Right. There's a lot of Janet Jackson
comparisons.
First
she was like, no, nigga, you ain't getting none of these goodies. Now it's like, I bet you, motherfucker.
And even this song right here, you'll hear it's a complete 180 from goodies too.
But isn't that Future on I Bet?
It sounds like it. And I think that was intentional, but it's not.
Wow.
It's not Future.
Amazing.
I forget the guy's name. I'm going to find out after, by the time this song is done. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I need some confirmation because I'm thinking this is this
Future.
Man. I'm like, why would she do a song with the person she's dissing?
But this song is
like,
called Dance Like
know?
We're Making Love.
All right, go ahead.
Turn Up was Smooth, Michael, Janet, Phil... I feel like there's a sample of Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, in there somewhere. But check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Ciara, Dance Like We're Making Love, Hollywood and Friends, Handsome Blue Radio. Be right back.
All right, we out.
Sweat dripping from my body. We both at the party. So come and show me your moves. I got some things I can teach you. If you wanna see. Oh. You say you need a shot of the Henny. Then you're ready. Do what you need to do. Cause I'll be waiting for you. It's about to get hot and heavy. Oh, it's really late. You're getting close in the light. Oh, your body's in sync to the beat of my heart. And I can feel your nature rising while I watch on you. Let's dance like we're making love. Let's dance like we're making love.
Dance like we're making love. That's just a sample. If you want that, it's on iTunes right now. But Miss Judy, what do you think?
That song reminds me of a summer morning, just like cleaning the house, right? You know, something I would listen to over and over. I like it.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. Ciara's actually going to be performing live at the Best Buy Theater in Times Square this Tuesday, May 5th. So that's going to be cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
dance
far,
like we're making
back
love.
On the wheel. Getting back into the wheel or the ball? The ball, right? Getting
the
back
ball,
on the ball.
The wheel. See, I think.
Is she back on?
She's
she
back on
it.
It, regardless.
Like
so,
she like to do, ride it.
I told you by the time the song was done, I would find out who was on, I bet, and it's the guy who co-wrote it. His name is Deron Thomas. He's from the group Rock City.
Oh, so they mocking him on top
they
of
had
it.
That song,
yeah.
I'm losing it.
So are they mocking him?
I mean,
that
something.
Is like totally
definitely sounds like Future.
Style.
It definitely sounds like Future.
Wow.
They probably did that purposely, though.
That's
like
what I said.
Said.
They're mocking him.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Coming in here mocking me.
So, I want to talk about, since we talk about Mother's Day, we would talk about Mother's Day coming up, the Baltimore mom.
Okay.
Have you heard of her? The lady
yes,
who was
I
caught
have.
Slapping her son up, pulling him out of the riot.
Yeah. What's her name again?
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you're like the 15th person that asked me that. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. She did what she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
To get her son out of there. And if that's the only thing that she could think of at the moment, good for her, because it worked.
Toya Graham.
She didn't get arrested. She didn't hurt him. He didn't
right.
get his life taken. And he made it home safe and sound for them to do another interview and talk about it. So at the end of the day, she did what she had to do. That's it. Now
right.
I'm not judging her at all.
Toya Graham is her name, and I definitely agree. I feel like there should have been more moms like her out there pulling
right.
these kids off the street, because a lot of the kids that was doing the rioting were young. I was looking at the news coverage. They're like teens. They probably just
absolutely,
came from school
yep.
and then throwing bricks and shit. It's like, I understand.
Because they have
but
no idea how real this, it
there's
is.
There's a way to do things, and I commend her for yoking her son up, slapping him up, but some people was calling it abuse. Some people were saying, oh, if this was
oh,
another
well,
situation,
I'm not arrested. He's not
she would have been child support, you hear me? CPS would have been called, da-da-da.
Listen, I'm not arrested, and he's not dead. At the end of the day, you're not changing anything. You can say what you want to say, but I did what I had to do to get my son out that situation.
Exactly.
I'm glad I caught it when I did.
And a lot of people are now speaking out because I don't know if you know, but she's doing like a tour right now. Like every news station wants to interview her. She's been flown all across the country since
yeah,
that day. She's been on The View. She's been on this CBS morning show. Oprah actually did talk to her. She got a phone call from Oprah, a personal phone call. Like, bruh.
Wow.
Let me slap my kid up if it's going to give me a call from Oprah.
I'm going to be handcuffed right on down.
A personal phone call from Oprah. And her son seems to have learned his lesson. He said he would never do it again. And he understands why she did it. But I had some Facebook friends that were saying, oh, you sure he learned his lesson? It seems like he's just getting attention. And I'm like, what? He's getting attention. Like, by being paraded around the country on news stations or whatever. But I'm like, the point is, I guarantee you, he will never do this again. He will never be out there picking up a brick involved in any riot. It's not saying that this guy's about to be an angel and a saint. No. Like, all teens, he's going to do some other dumb shit in another circuit, but he won't never pick up a rock and be involved in a riot. I could tell you that.
He must have been out of his mind. And he said he was following his friends. Is that right?
Yep. I wanted to do progress stuff with my friends.
These kids are out of control.
Out of control. Crazy. Let's move on, though. Beyonce is making new moves. I didn't even know she had a record label, but she just signed 3 new artists.
Oh, wow.
Beyonce did. You probably know the 2 of the girls. They're twins. They did a lot of covers on YouTube. They both have dreads. Chloe Bailey and Haley Bailey. No, they're not twins because one is 17 and one is 15.
They just look like it.
They really look close. They did the
Imagine
most popular cover.
Beyonce.
Right. And the most popular cover of theirs happened to be a Beyonce song, Pretty Hurts. And it went viral, and it got them over 10 million views on YouTube, and it got them a $1 million recording contract with Beyonce.
Wow. Amazing. Good for them.
$1 million. And Beyonce is, they get 15% of
that.
Wow. And their dad wrote, "We cannot think of a better person to help guide the girls." And he added that they worship Beyonce.
I don't want to hear all of that. Now they're getting crazy. All that work, because there's a lot of things going on being said. You should have left that out. But that's amazing.
So
good,
the third
them.
Girl that she signed is a white girl by the name of Sophie Beam. She's only 14, so Beyonce trying to get them while they're young. And she signed a $560,000 deal. And
wow.
They're saying that she placed within the top 40 contestants on the X Factor in 2012.
Wow.
So all you young artists, aspiring artists out there.
Get it.
Beyonce is
looking.
Get on
that YouTube and AK, YouTube, AKA Hollywood. Let's go. Let's get on the ball.
Beyonce is definitely looking. Oh.
Come on, Vanilla.
Sign
Come on,
people.
Tati. Let's go, H. Get on the
Yo,
ball.
This one thing I forgot to talk about when we mentioned the fight. What did you think about that national anthem?
All right. So, as I'm watching this, I'm like really thinking, you know, they're really going to talk about this on social media. I don't know what they're going to say, what they're going to choose. But he took it too far when he was like, hey. He was, what did he say, yes, Lord, or what did he say?
Hallelujah. I was like, is this the church version? Am I in service
Hallelujah?
Right now?
Really, Jamie?
He had the organs going.
Jamie, first of all, you came out with that hairline.
Stop.
Like, that was a... His hair, he don't even have a hairline. That nigga got a bang. He got a Caesar bang. His forehead is, he got too much hair on his forehead.
A Caesar bang. I'm out of here.
I thought they was going to talk about that, but the only thing I saw was a meme that said the only real fight was Jamie and that, what? national anthem. Whatever that shit is.
Wow. The struggle. What's crazy is Jamie Foxx, like a friend of mine pointed out, Jamie Foxx has a good voice. He can actually sing. I don't know what made him decide to do that rendition of the national anthem.
Let me tell you something. I've been a fan of Jamie Foxx for as long as I can imagine. Every album he's had, I got, you know. I love his music. Nobody takes Jamie serious like they should. He could really go far with the music if he really if people took him more serious. He has some hits. Like, he has some songs. Remember that song Extravaganza he had? Oh my god, that was strong.
I had that album actually.
Yes, I love that. I love that album was the shit. Now, I thought he was gonna come out and kill.
Yeah.
You know, he came out and that shit almost killed him. It's none of my business, so let me take a sip. Of course, I'm drinking, right?
Oh man.
Gotta start off the week, right? You know.
Kick it off. Sunday is the start of the week for a lot of people.
Yes. Just one.
Kick it off. Kick it off. Your boy Jay-Z is about to kick off something too. I don't know if do you subscribe
again?
To Tidal, his music subscription service.
Are you serious?
Do you?
Why? I got Pandora.
It has more benefits than Pandora.
I don't care about that. Look,
one of the benefits is a free concert by Jay-Z. On May 13th in New York, it's called Jay-Z the B-Sides. He's basically going to perform all of the songs that they don't play on the radio, all of the album cuts that people love that never get any real shine. These are the songs that he's going to be performing at a concert at a secret location.
Now,
and
that I could get with.
Well, you better get with Tidal because that's the only way you can get into this concert.
I'm going to hear it anyway.
What fans have to do if they are part of Tidal or want to subscribe for $20 a month, $10 a month,
you got
or get
it?
The 30, you know what you could do? Get the free
that's
trial.
Like cable.
Get the 2 week or 30-day free trial.
That's like
May 13th,
cable. That's
right
another cable.
You
that's
cancel after.
No. You're not understanding what you're telling me right now. This is cable for the for music. That's what it is. It's cable. Stuff you cannot hear on the radio. Stuff you cannot hear on, you know, cannot watch on regular TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, the radio would be the converter box and Tidal would be cable. Basically, right? Along with XM radio and all of that. But this is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
And Pandora and all of that. So is there something like a Pandora?
It's like Pandora, it's like Spotify, it's like RDO.
And do you
radio.
Have it? Do you have it?
I do. I do have it. I have both, actually. I need to make a decision because I'm wilding right now.
Well, why do I need it? You got it.
I guess I'll get 2 tickets to the show, right, so you can come.
Why would I need it if you got it? What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
I definitely entered, though. All you had to do was create a playlist of your favorite B-side songs, create a playlist on Tidal, and then share the playlist on Twitter with the hashtag TidalXJZ.
So, and you really think that... Why did you really have to get this? Like, for the cable music?
I got it. Now, I got it because this Tidal is for the artists. A lot of artists complain about Spotify and Pandora and a lot of these other streaming services because they don't get no money from it. They're getting pennies. Why do you think Beyonce didn't have her her album on any of those streaming sites? It was on iTunes exclusively, and that was it. Because why am I going to let y'all stream my joint and I'm not getting anything really from it? I mean, besides she wanted to have more album sales, but the artist
they don't know.
Way more percentage using Tidal. And being an artist myself, why wouldn't I support?
Alright, this is what they need to understand. There's always a way around shit.
It is. Because
no
a lot of
the
exclusives
what.
That
so
they
at the end of the
released
day, they
on
doing
title.
This for what? But they still going to make their bread, though. So
yeah, they
the
are. A lot of the quote-unquote exclusives that they released on Tidal, it was like up on YouTube the next day. Because niggas took it and ripped it off of the app. And,
wow.
And leaked it.
Unbelievable.
Well, Tidal that is. So, Kanye West changed the name of his album.
To what?
So it was previously So Help Me
Please
God.
Please don't disappoint me.
And I think you might be disappointed. The name of the album is called Swish.
Oh, God. All right, it's reasonable.
S-W-I-S-H. Swish.
It's reasonable.
You like that better than So Help Me God?
Yeah, because he was going too far with that Jesus God, and all of this. I am God, and I think I'm above God, or whatever you were saying. He was out of control. So thank you, Kanye, for changing that to Swish.
And
maybe
then he tweeted out.
And lost that.
He tweeted out and said, "I might change it again, but that's the name now."
Maybe that was something North said, and he was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do, baby. I'm going to name it Swish.
Swish. Swish. Oh, man. Let's get into another song. When we come back, we're going to get into some What Blows Mine. But let's play my joint off this instrumental that's playing right now. Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? J. Cole. Fire Squad.
All right. Nigga,
right here on Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. We'll be right back with What Blows Mine.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? I just had to get it out of my system one time. Yeah. Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Get slut, dot, smut, trick, there you go. Flow so tight, have you thinking camel toe? Smooth like butter, Chamberlain, finger up. Nigga, watch I flip it like a beef. Nah, just when you getting comfortable, cut a link. Nah, sit back and watch what I do, grind your teeth, huh? I'm from Brooklyn, nigga, what you think, son? This just a sample, try it. I'm about to put you rap niggas on the diet. Take your opinions, put them in the air and fly it. I heard your mixtape, funny nigga, you's a riot. You want the work, now you hide. See, it's gonna take a whole lot to keep me quiet. They say you gotta watch the quiet ones, they the most dangerous. And you busy sleeping on me like you tired. I'm like that unexpected cup of liquor. The one that you pour because you about to lose your temper. The one that you can't really taste, so you take it to the face. Then it knock you on your ass, go figure. So tell me what you want, nigga, you punk, nigga. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. That's the shit I grew up on, yeah, that's my era. You see my style, then you jack it like my leather. Let that sit for a second. I'm better than most of you niggas for the record. I'm just being honest, I ain't here talking reckless. Creating shit from dinner time all the way to breakfast. Butter bagel with some jelly. Pinky in the brain, same shit, different telly. Every single night, I be looking at my telly. Hoping, praying that it's Stacy telling me the deal is ready. Like, yo, the streets is watching, telling me I got some heads. Some listeners, some followers, cause that's the world we live. With talent don't matter, losing money is the fear. Niggas get a few likes, now they artists of the year. But we bout to switch the gears. Creeping up behind you like your worst nightmares. By the time you realize that I'm already there, you put yourself in the air. I just kicked away the chair. What up, ho?
They wonder why I'm acting like a pro. 2015 is the year I let them know. It's about time to get a payout from the grind. Guaranteeing I'ma make you lose your mind. With the record that I'm cooking in the dish. And no, we can't release it till the timing is legit. And you can bet Hollywood about to shine. Guaranteeing I'ma make you lose your mind.
Yeah. At I Am Hollywood.
What's good, Josh, your boy Hollywood and Miss Judy.
Yo, nigga. Why are you acting right now?
Oh, I'm hoeing, right? Hogging all the time. At I Am Hollywood, at Miss Judy. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yo, nigga, why are you acting like a hoe?
Let's get into what blows mine, though. This is the part of the show where we express and encourage you to express what's that one thing that just gets under your skin, that niggas do that just irks your nerve, that blows yours. So 646-716-8544 is that number. Or if you're on the line, just press 1. Let's get that theme music popping off. Hey, hey.
Oh, can't wait.
Hey.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say
no.
And if you hate it, you can
646-716-8544.
I'm wishing I was
blind. Blows yours.
I'm about to lose
blows
my
mind.
Mind.
Everybody shut up. Hashtag what blows mine. Crazy.
Yes,
let's get it started.
What blows yours?
Because
I know who's blowing mine.
Hey. No. You know what blows mine?
What blows yours?
Who's what blows mine
yours?
Is people who hog up the arm space.
Of what?
Like chairs. Like, let's just say you're at the movies or something. You know how they don't give one chair two arms. It's like you gotta like
share
it.
That niggas better know how to ration.
Right. But you got the niggas that just sit there and then spread out all arms. Like, bruh, what are you doing?
Mm-mm.
Especially if it's
they don't
small
care. They
spaces.
Do that in the car too.
Now, if it's somebody you know, it's different because you don't mind rubbing elbows if it's your boy or your girls that's there. You don't mind like whatever. But
no, I fucking mind. I fucking mind. Listen, you're crossing the boundaries.
Crazy.
You know this belongs to the person with the most arm.
With the most arm. My thing is when it's a stranger, it's like, bro, just have some consideration, like. Use half of it or something. Like,
that's what
mine.
I said. Ration.
Yeah.
You know, you use some, I use some. That's it.
Blows mine.
All right, I understand. You know what blows mine?
What blows
yours? Blew mine. Okay, so yesterday I go to the supermarket, which I should have never did because I didn't want to go to that one. I don't like to go to those little side rinky dink, you know, supermarkets because the food is not that fresh. But I needed some broccoli, and I did not feel like going to the supermarket that I usually go to. So I go there, and I buy these things, you know. And when I come home, I don't unpack the groceries. My daughter does it for me because I was busy doing other things. So this morning, I get up to make some breakfast using the items that I purchased yesterday. And come to discover, there were not one, not two, but four items missing.
Wow.
So I go back to the supermarket this morning, and I'm like, you know, what's going on? He's like, you need a receipt. I'm like, I don't need a receipt. Who the fuck keeps receipts? Because I knew I was wrong, but I'm still in my class. So, you know, I'm like, you know what? He said something, and he was absolutely right. And it was something that I usually do. So I went home, and I got the receipt. I had it. So I go back. You know, they looked at the cameras and everything, and they saw, like, this girl gave me one bag, you know?
Wow, they had to go back to the
cameras,
though?
Yes, the things that I had should have been two bags. I should have had two bags. Because three things alone would have took up one bag, you know? So I was like, you know, what do I have to lie about? What, because I'm black? You think I'm starving like that? Then I gotta come here and lie just so I could get a free this, this, and that. No, don't do that to me, honey. You know? I will never send money there again. That's blew crazy. Mine because you
just
know
had to
the,
go to the cameras.
The, I went to the register that I went and purchased the food from, and the girl said she needed a receipt. So I said, you know, I'm not even going to go into it with you. Just give me the manager, supervisor, whoever's in charge. So she gives me a guy who was unpacking fucking juice. Putting juice on the damn thing. So I'm
He's
like,
no
you
manager.
Know, who is the manager? Because this is not him. So she said, that's the guy in charge. I said, hey, he's putting juice on the damn shelf.
Hey, you got to get your hands dirty sometimes.
So I went over there, and I'm like, you know, listen. And I tell him the story, and he's like, you know, you need to go get this or whatever, whatever. It took so much of me not to throw all of my thighs on the floor.
Don't be that late.
So, you know, I was like, you know what? Woosah, let me just go see what I could do. And if anything, you know, worst come to worst, I just don't never go back, you know? But everything worked out. Still blew mine that I had to go through that on a Sunday. I almost got crazy.
Damn. Let's get crazy. You know what blows mine?
What?
Popeyes.
Popeyes is fucking gross now.
Like, for one, as you know, I don't even eat chicken. The only thing I get from Popeyes is the sides, the rice and beans, the mashed potatoes, the french fries, and the biscuits. That's all I get.
Not even the shrimp? You don't get the popcorn shrimp?
Nah, I would. I probably would, but
those are
I
good.
Haven't yet.
Those are good.
So, I go into Popeyes, and I order what I always order, large red beans and rice, small mashed potatoes. This dumb broad is like common fast food 101. Like, they didn't teach you that when they hired you to not put the heavier object on top of the not-so-heavy one. She put the red beans and rice on top of the mashed potatoes. By the time I got home, the tub was sitting inside the mashed potatoes. Literally, the tub, the top of it done cracked in. The gravy's all spilled out. And there's just a bunch of mashed potatoes on the bottom of the
Did you go back?
Of the red rice. I didn't because I was so far away by the time I realized.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, yo.
You know, fast food restaurants are so shitty. Is that,
that
enough? We're not supposed to be eating this stuff, but the fact that we are and we're spending our money on this is a shame. So one time I go to McDonald's and this girl tries to tip me for $5. You know? And I'm like, yo, I'm missing $5. I want my money. She's like, oh, no, I'm not giving you no $5 because the last time somebody said that, my drawer came up short. I said, girl, you better go to the back and count your drawer and bring me my $5.
You know they would have to do that, too. They would literally have to count the drawer.
So she went back there. She did exactly that, and I got my $5.
Damn.
And I was like, if you can't do McDonald's,
what's your
can
life
you
like?
Do?
What's your life like? That absolutely blows my mind when somebody, you
what
can't
can
even,
you
McDonald's, bruh.
It tells you how much to give back to me, bitch.
Right there. Damn, you had the illest patience, though. The fact that you waited till she went back there to count that draw.
Go back there.
To come
like,
back.
Go back there and get my money. Bitch, that I had my money.
Moolala. Baby, what you woman? I don't think I would have
for
the
real.
Patience to wait around.
I want my money.
If it was like,
I'm not a hustler. I don't hustle. Like, I don't sell drugs. I earn. So I want everything that I earn. Give me my $5 back. That's it.
So a listener just wrote and said, what blows theirs is when people are walking down the block with their 5011 kids picking up the whole block. And when I'm trying to get by, they just look at me like I'm in their personal space.
Exactly.
That does blow mine, too, when people hog, street hog. And
yes, and look at you dirty
you wanna,
like you're going to knock their kids down.
Right.
Bitch,
and then you
want to
sightsee. I don't want to sightsee. I want to go somewhere. You want to sightsee and take your time and slow stroll. Stay to the right.
I got a story.
thing.
Go ahead.
One time I came into my building and I saw this lady with, this is when I used to live on 127th Street in Harlem. And I saw this lady and she had a Band-Aid wrapped around her head.
Wait, what?
So I was like, yeah. And she was pregnant and she had a baby in a stroller too. So I was like, hey, what's going on, girl? What happened to you? Somebody brushed you upside your head with a bottle?
Stop.
She was like, how you know?
Oh.
And I was She said a man was so mad that she was walking slow. Mind you, she was pregnant. That he brushed her in the head with a bottle. Yes.
Was
yes,
that bottle Hennessy? Because he had to have been drunk.
Listen, true story. And she was pregnant.
Bruh.
Okay?
Damn. That's some
Talk
next level
it.
What blows mine. That's, I'm going to blow you in your head.
She had a, you know how they got the Band-Aid? They be having the Band-Aid with the round blood stain on one side.
Stop.
I was like, what happened? You got bust in your head with a bottle?
Damn. How'd you know?
I was like, I should know.
Damn, that's crazy. Bro.
Oh, gosh. How you do that? That blows mine. You know what blows mine? When people
what?
Walk down the street smoking a cigarette and a cigarette is blowing
son,
in your face.
Son, I hate that. They need their own sidewalk. Like, go over there to the smoking sidewalk side. That shit blows my mind. I try to avoid it by any means. I try to go to the left, but they just be like, just like all free, like, bruh.
Like, this is up. I don't understand why you would want to smoke anyway. It's so disgusting. It stinks. It gets in your hair, your breath, your clothes. What makes you want to do that? It tastes so nasty. Why would you want to smoke a cigarette?
And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again for anybody who didn't hear it before. Ladies, that's an immediate deduction from your attractiveness.
I hate to see a pretty girl smoking a cigarette. It's like, wake up, bitch. You too cute for that.
That's an immediate deduction.
Cigarettes.
If you a 10, that shit drops you to a 5. Just like that.
5? Nobody want to be around that.
Like,
nobody
who want to kiss somebody
the time,
with the...
coming in smelling like an ashtray, your weave smelling like a fucking Newport.
With the nicotine breath.
No. Kissing the ashtray.
Bro.
I can't stand guys that smoke. It's just a turn off. I can't do it.
So another listener,
guys that drive and smoke, it's
drive
so
and smoke.
Nasty.
I had one cab recently. He was smoking when I got in, and I was like, damn. He was like, this bother you? And I'm like, what's your car? But like, I was like, I'm all right. And he was like, nah. He just threw it out the window immediately. He didn't even think twice. I was like, all right, that's what's up. I started to give him a tip for that.
That's gross.
So I
hate people that smoke in the car.
From people, from listeners. One says coffee breath.
Yes. Toothpaste
blows
breath.
There.
How about toothpaste breath? Listen,
toothpaste
people.
Breath.
Toothpaste is not enough in the morning. You have to use a mouth rinse in order for the morning wash to be effective.
Yeah.
I repeat, you must use a mouthwash, including the toothpaste, in order for the morning wash to be effective.
And just thoroughly brush your tongue in the morning, too. That's some people miss it. Some people just hit their teeth and then come out the bathroom like, ah, I'm here. Like, no, you're not here.
That's not a complete wash. You know, you can't just focus on your teeth. There's other things around that you need to wash.
Definitely. So I got another one from a listener that said, chicks that act like you're going to die when they stop following you. Instagram.
Oh, and Facebook.
You know,
oh,
a lot
my
of people
gosh.
Use that for like as like Bible. They like, oh, I ain't effing with her. Let me unfollow her. It's like, okay.
I told my mother that I was gonna unfollow her one day. She was like, I'm gonna kick your ass. So I was like, whoa, hold on.
wait. It's just Facebook. Wait.
let's take a step back. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on. You see me every weekend. What's going on? What do you need my Facebook for?
Why? What are you doing?
He said, I'm going to kick your ass if you do that. I was like, what the hell?
Wait, hold on. Hold
this
on.
This is serious.
Let's reevaluate here.
This is serious.
OD. Oh, man. So, thank you to everybody who wrote in and told us what blows theirs. Every week we do this. Don't be scared to call in and tell us what blows yours. But let's get up out of here. It was a good vent type of show.
Let's go.
Facebook.com/HollywoodandFriends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Oh, you ready today?
Hurry up, Miss Judy. Double S, double D.
You said
Judy
double
Pierre.
What? Oh, double,
double
S, double
D.
Okay, I see. Everywhere, Miss Judy. Facebook. Judy Pierre.
Judy Pierre.
We need to create you a fan page. You know the page on Facebook people
no,
just like it.
No, we need an Instagram page, but we need a Hollywood and Friends Instagram page.
I thought about
page.
It, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be one to sign out of mine to sign into
and
that.
And to do all of that, so we got to find...
You're going to have to be the designated poster.
I mean, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. I'll post every fucking thing. We got a lot of things that we do not post. That we share amongst each other, that we do not post, that we should have on our page.
I will
we
say
have
I
a lot of
stuff,
a lot of interesting stuff.
I post a lot of things on the Facebook page. I will say that, but you'll be the Instagram poster.
I mean,
sure.
You know, I like
we'll
the ratchet stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Fresh out to all the people who liked our Facebook page too. We definitely need to get those likes up. But thank you to anybody who's liking that.
Come like me, in the words of Anoa. Come like me. Like me. Anoa, like me. You should have been here tonight. Like me.
At I Am Hollywood, everywhere, HOLIEWOD. That sounds about it. Fast shout out to our producer,
Come on,
Stacey.
Let's go. What the fuck?
Always holding it down for us. That's
I'm
it.
Ready.
Yeah, every week. Oh, iTunes, Stitcher, all that. Download us, Upcast. And we out of here, though.
Google.
Deuces.
Everything. Bye.
Hollywood and Friends, y'all. Peace. We out. We out.